Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. When I was in middle school, and yes, that was quite a few years ago, I was invited to hang out after school one day by the cool kids. I had no idea why they suddenly turned their favor on me, but I was delighted to stroll slowly towards home with them. One of the girls suggested that we go into the local grocery store, so I followed them in and was shocked to discover that they didn't intend to buy anything. Instead, they all stole candy and sauntered casually out of the store. I didn't know what to do. Obviously, I knew stealing was wrong, but I might never get another chance to hang out with the cool kids. None of them told me to do it or even seemed to care what I did. But because I wanted to belong, I pocketed a small tin of hard candies and followed them out of the store, my heart thumping. I still remember that moment, and I remember the moment when I realized that I would choke on those candies if I tried to eat them. So I made up an excuse and left my new friends. I went back to the store and put the tin back on the shelf. I've told this story to many of my young clients over the years. Some of them think I was crazy to steal the candy. Others think I was crazy to put it back. Almost all of them understood the impulse that made me take the tin, and many confessed that they too had stolen something somewhere along the way. For the record, most kids steal at some point in their lives. Sometimes it's because they're with kids who steal, and like me, they want to fit in. Sometimes it's because they believe stealing is the only way to get what they want or need. Sometimes it's just an impulse. Sometimes it's to get back at someone. How you respond as a parent when you discover your child has stolen something will determine what she learns from the experience and whether she does it again. Parents often ask me, how do I make my kid understand that stealing or lying or cheating is wrong? Well, I'm pretty sure that most kids already know that stealing and lying and cheating are wrong. A better question to ask is, why did your child do what she did? What did she believe she would get out of it? Interestingly, anger, lectures, and harsh punishments rarely solve this particular problem. Kids get so focused on a parent's threats and reactions that the important lesson is often missed. Instead of thinking, wow, I shouldn't have done that, kids think, my dad is so mean and unfair. Ask yourself instead what you really want your child to learn and decide from this experience and how best to teach her that lesson. Notice the word teach. It's the actual meaning of the word discipline. One father told me a while back that he discovered his son with a small toy that the boy admitted he'd taken from a store. Dad excused himself for a moment to regroup and manage his own feelings before reacting. Then, when he returned, he sat down next to his son. "What do you think we should do next?" he asked. This was not what the boy was expecting, and his defiant expression dissolved. "You should call the police," he said timidly. Dad told me that he wanted to laugh, but he smiled and said, "I don't think we need to do that. How about if we go back to the store and you give the toy to the manager?" And that's what they did. The boy was scared and tearful. The manager was stern but understanding. And the dad was able to be calm, respectful, and firm. No threats were issued. No one was grounded or spanked. A lesson was offered with both kindness and firmness. Remember your own mistakes the next time your child makes one. What was helpful to you and what was not? For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.